Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley cities. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our radio here at the station is 337-8874.
337-8874 is the phone number. We are. Let's Talk About It. I'm Scott. She's Maria. And we got Greg Curran, right?
Yes.
Curran.
Curran.
Curran. I want to dress up your name and put the accent on the wrong syllable.
Curran.
Yeah. So Curran.
Curran.
Okay. Greg Curran. He's a program manager over at Clínicas de Salud de Pueblo, and he is their HIV coordinator dude. Are you not?
One of the many.
Yeah.
So basically, my official title is HIV Family Planning Program Manager.
Great. So
for Clínicas de Salud.
Let's do about 45 minutes of all things HIV and get this out in the public so that we can help people stay safe.
You know what? It seems like HIV, you know, when it first came out, nobody knew about it, and then it just was, everybody got panicked back in the, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, it was like
early
the Y2K 80s. Of sexual transmitted diseases or something.
And then it was, if you got HIV, it was a death sentence. That's it.
It was like herpes, only worse.
Definitely. Worse. Yeah, because it was, the test came out in 1985, mm-hmm. Before they were having, you know, what they called the gay man's disease. There was things going on in the gay mm-hmm. community where men were dying. And they couldn't figure it out, and then it was called GRID, Gay Men's Something, I even forget what it was so far. But I've been actually working in the area of HIV since, like, 1985, infected and affected with, mm-hmm. In 85, I got diagnosed myself, and basically it was changed my life. And so I sort of dedicated my life. At that point, I had to make a decision if I was going to, you know, live or if I was going to die. Because some people, it was like a mental thing, too. I mean, if you accept that it's a death sentence, mm-hmm. then it will be. Mm-hmm. Okay, I said, I'm going to power myself and learn as much as I can and do what I can. So I've been working in that area actually as a volunteer peer advocate when there was no really medical services or treatment. There was only support groups and mental health and things like that. And then because people were disowned by their families, ostracized by community. They needed to come together, stick together. So this organization, Being Alive, was created in San Diego, and it was for people living with and mm-hmm. By people mm-hmm. living with HIV as their family, as their extended family.
Yeah, and there was so much fear back then. You couldn't even, you know what, no, I don't want to use public restrooms. I don't even want to shake the hand of somebody that has, you know, HIV. Oh, it wasn't HIV. It was AIDS. You know, even if you had only the HIV virus.
Yeah, it was considered AIDS, yeah.
No,
so a lot
AIDS.
Of people still don't distinguish between the two. HIV is like you're still asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. You have the virus. Nothing's going on. But AIDS is you have developed symptoms mm-hmm. and, you know, your immune system is more compromised.
So the 25 year anniversary.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Be March.
Hey.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically you're right. You're absolutely right. Whenever you go to the get medical care or the dentist or anything like that, people would like wear gloves and asbestos suits and things like that. So it was like
it really made
you feel like
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like you were really bad or something like that. So the stigma that it created. But anyway, yes, yeah, so I've been working in that area since 1986 as a volunteer, and then in San Diego County in a lot of different areas. You know, the Holistic AIDS Response Program. I worked for HIV low-income housing and actually for a short period for a, you know, pharmaceutical, or not for a pharmaceutical, but a pharmacy as a consumer relations specialist. So, you know, I covered the whole area.
So you've been around.
I've been around. And that's what, you know, that's what I dedicated my whole career to at that point, you know, before I was doing other things, but again, always nonprofit. And then for some reason, I just got burned out and at my last position, and I took 2 years off, and that's what I was telling you earlier. I moved out to the middle of nowhere off the grid in Inkopa and start building the straw bale house and, you know, getting solar panels and wind generators going. But then that was a healing process for me, because after you do that work for so long, it just takes a lot out of you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.